talk Getting Green on a monthly basis, guests to talk about how they are greening and how they are, sharing their tips for us. Ryan McCoon on the line, principal of Endura Performance Homes out of Traverse City. Good morning to you, Ryan.
Hi, good morning.
Our topic today, better performing homes for better living. You can't go wrong with that. So let's go right into your self-introduction, if you would, Ryan. What's your background and your role?
Yeah, so I own a residential home construction company here in Traverse City, and we specialize in homes that are performance-based. The old term used to be kind of a green home, and that trend has kind of moved towards what is now considered to be performance. And performance can mean many things. The biggest one is reduction of energy consumption. So we're trying to build homes that use less energy and then allow that house to be able to add things like photovoltaic that would help offset utility costs for heating and cooling and electrical loads for charging batteries and lights and things like that. So yeah, that's my specialty. We built some really neat projects up here, and they're all focused on performance construction.
Awesome. And you can't beat Traverse City for kind of a home away from home there.
Great area.
Right, nice. Yeah. Hey, let's go into some detail. Define a high-performing home and maybe how it compares to traditional.
Yeah, so what we're required to build as builders, as a licensed general contractor, we have a minimum that we're supposed to build to. It's a Michigan Residential Building Code minimum. That's how the structure itself is built. And then there's the Michigan Uniform Energy Code, which is a performance metric that we have to build to. And again, they're both minimums. So that's what I refer to as the lowest level quality or performance-based house that you can build is that code-built home. Our governments will not allow us to build something less than that. So when you look at how a house performs, what we're trying to do, and we have the ability to do that, is build something much better than what code requires. And the trade-off is reduced energy costs, which can offset adding the cost of building a home better than what code requires. The ultimate of building a performance-based home is what's, and you may have heard this term, is a net zero home. And that is a home that will actually produce as much energy as it consumes on an annual basis. And the way you do that, again, is conservation first. We're looking at ways to reduce the amount of energy we're using, both in heating and cooling and lighting, some of those things I mentioned earlier. And then once that's reduced to its bare minimum, then we add renewable sources of energy, whether it's wind or solar or geothermal. There's different things that we can add to that home to help offset the balance of the energy needed to have that house function on a daily basis. And again, the pinnacle of a performance-based home is a net zero energy home.
What's the trend look like for high efficiency homes?
I'm sorry?
Does the trend look like for high efficiency?
Trend.
Yeah, trend.
Definitely moving that direction. So a lot of my clients who are very unfamiliar with what performance based was or reducing energy consumption or better indoor air quality now ask these questions quite often when I sit down with them to meet and discuss building a new home for them. The market is, again, moving towards that trend of living smaller, a better quality, better indoor air, less energy. These are all things that are, in my opinion, seem to be a hot topic of conversation now that never used to be 10, 15 years ago. So I would absolutely say it's trending that way. I think, like anything, we have a tendency to follow what happens in other parts of the country here in the Midwest. And for lots of years on the West Coast, they've been promoting and moving this direction. Europe has been doing it for years, mostly because their utility costs are very high there. So they're forced to look at alternative ways to reduce their energy use. And here in the Midwest, we're moving that direction too. So I think it's something that's here to stay. I think it's kind of in our DNA now when we talk about housing, what are the operating costs, not just the cost to build the house, but what does it cost to live in that house? And I think it's trending that direction.
Cool. How important is certification of a project like this? What are the choices here, Ryan?
Yeah, there's quite a few. That's a great question. The probably the most popular is LEED for homes, at least in the residential side. LEED in general, you know, there's commercial buildings and there's residential buildings. LEED for homes is their version or process of following a program that will help you build to a specific level. They have different tiers within their program. And the benefit to certification, there's a couple. One is for a builder that's not familiar or a homeowner that's not really familiar on how to build a better home, you know, whether it be indoor air quality or energy usage or water usage or some of these key factors when we look at, you know, the houses we live in, that certification will provide a path to follow for that builder, for that homeowner. And then the second part of that, the win-win, is that because it is becoming more popular to buy a home that is, you know, better indoor air quality or uses less energy, is the certification can sometimes garner a little bit more home value, which is a nice little bonus. You know, people are willing to spend a little bit more if they know they're getting a better home with, you know, lower VOCs, which are volatile organic compounds, or uses less energy on a monthly basis. They're willing to pay a little bit more upfront for that. So that certification is kind of a guarantee that this house has followed a specific path and achieved that level through those organizations. So LEED is the most common. There's quite a few other ones out. There's Earth Advantage. There's National Green Building Standard. There's Energy Star. There's all these different programs out there. But LEED is kind of like Kleenex to tissues. It's the most commonly known and probably the most popular.
Ryan McCoon with us, principal of Endura Performance Homes out of Traverse City, our Getting Green segment. Would you speak specifically to passive house? And I'm saying that as is, passive house. What's that look like for a home?
Yeah, so passive house is a European model of home construction that is intensely heat and energy reduction. They have a large amount of insulation in the wall cavities. Again, we're coming from an environment in Europe where those utility costs are very high. So they look at energy reduction in the envelope or the thermal envelope of the house as being the most important part of building a home. And that's the passive model. The analogy I use, which usually works pretty well here, is our homes are built, again, to a code. And I refer to that as, or the analogy would be, as a styrofoam cup with a plastic lid. That's kind of how that's what we're required to build here. In Europe, they're required to build the big old Stanley thermos bottle, you know, double walled, screw down top. You know, you can take the top off that coffee at the end of the day and there's still steam coming out of there. That's a passive model for building a home, passive home construction, passive houses, building a really heavily insulated thermos bottle when you build your home, where again, you know, here in the U.S., we're used to building styrofoam cups. So just a different model of home construction, a significant reduction in the amount of energy uses. The line that's used sometimes, the house can be built so efficient that you can almost heat the house with a hairdryer. And there's some truth in that. So it takes a very little bit of energy in heating and keeping heat in that home when it's built to that passive house standard.
Talk a minute about a few of your projects and what the results have been here.
Yeah. So my company focuses on anything energy related, energy reduction related. So we're working on some passive home projects right now. We've done net zero energy projects in the past. We've done LEED for homes projects in the past. You know, some of it's catered to what the owner, their desires are. You know, we don't force feed anything on anybody. We sit down and listen to, you know, what your wants and needs are and what your expectations are for building a home. And it could be a LEED certified home because maybe some involvement with some LEED projects in the past. You know, the passive house client that I'm working with now in Leelanau County in northern Michigan, they are very extensively involved in energy reduction on corporate levels and utility related levels, and they see that as being the pinnacle of building a home. So that fit their, you know, their goal, their desire as far as a home. So we've worked on everything. I've had the experience to work on a lot of different type projects, all of them being focused on building better.
Wow. Anything else to share when it comes to this pretty cool opportunity for a better home, better performing home for better living? Ryan, where do we start?
Yeah, ask questions and educate yourself. You know, if you're buying a home or if you're building a home, no matter what it is, learn a lot about that home. I think for years, you know, people have when they look at homes, they're instantly gravitate towards the visual features of a home. You know, whether it's hardwood flooring or kitchens or countertops and cabinetry and that kind of a thing. You know, really understand how that house was built. Understand what materials they used in it and how it was insulated and the orientation of it and solar gain. And, you know, I've had clients that when I'm building their home, they would ask me to do specific things because their memory was that room was always cold when they were, you know, in those previous homes because it was leaky or it wasn't very well insulated. So, you know, these are all things you need to do up front when you're shopping for a house or looking to build a home is spend some time understanding how that house goes together and what's between the drywall and the siding or what's above your, you know, up, what's up in the attic and, you know, what's under the slab in the basement or what type of foundation does it use. So that, you know, that's my recommendation to anybody is you're making one of the largest investments in your life. You should understand, you know, what you're buying, what the energy costs are going to be to operate it. What kind of indoor air quality you have, because we spend 90% of our lives indoors, and a lot of that is in our own personal homes. So if we have bad stuff in our homes, we're breathing bad stuff, and you want to make sure you're not breathing bad stuff. So spend the time. You're spending a lot of money. Make sure you know what you're getting.
Awesome. Ryan, how do we find out more about you, Ryan McCoon, as principal of Endura Performance Homes?
Yeah, feel free to visit my website. We have quite a bit of information on there, or you can follow along with Facebook. But our website is Endura Homes, EnduraHomes.com. And then the website, or Facebook, obviously is www.facebook.com/Endura Homes. And we post projects, project information and construction details and things on Facebook quite often. And there's a lot of neat previous project photos on our website. And an example would be is this coming Wednesday, we're installing a new product that's new to the area in one of our homes. We're having an installation by a manufacturer on a product called Aero Barrier, which is an air sealing product. It's an aerosol that gets sprayed inside the house at drywall in a new construction phase and helps air seal all those little, you know, gaps and cracks through the house. So that we'll be on Facebook Live on Wednesday, posting a video on how that process goes. So lots of great information, you know, lots of things to learn. And again, educate yourself as you're looking at building or buying. Spend the time and really research what you're going to spend your money on.
Awesome. For sure. Ryan McCoon, thank you very much. Principal of Endura Performance Homes, our Getting Green segment.